Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at local and national politics. I'm Sydney Steele. Impeachment hearings are in full swing, so this week, Columbia College Professor of Political Science, Dr. Terry Smith, brings us a commentary on the events of the past weeks.
I thought I'd do another daily log. Thursday, October 31st, Halloween. The House voted to begin impeachment proceedings, and the die is cast. Before the vote, Republican Representative Steve Scalise used the Soviet hammer and sickle to make a point about process. You may remember Scalise from when he was shot and almost killed during the annual congressional softball game a few years ago. You'd think a brush with death would mellow a fellow. I'm always fascinated with outliers in congressional votes. I think, do they know something we don't? On the impeachment motion, there were three. One Democrat from New Jersey said, "I don't want to move the country farther apart." The other Democrat from Minnesota said he had serious concerns with the way the closed-door depositions were held. Both are from districts that voted for Trump in 2016, so there is that. The independent from Michigan said about his former Republican colleagues, "The president will be in power for only a short time, but excusing his misbehavior will forever tarnish your name. History will not look kindly on disingenuous, frivolous, and false defenses of this man." Friday, November 1st, President Trump called into a British radio talk show with his preferences for their December general election. Maybe he's trying to normalize interfering in foreign elections prior to the impeachment inquiry. Saturday, November 2nd, the financial firm Moody's Analytics predicts that President Trump will win the 2020 election in a landslide due to today's economic conditions. The only election Moody's missed predicting since the 1970s was 2016. Thursday, November 7th. Mixed results for the GOP in Tuesday's state elections, but their performance in suburbs should give them cause for concern. Apparently, they lost the Kentucky governorship not because of Trump, but because the Republican incumbent is a jerk. Monday, November 3rd. What Senator Warren should have done with her health care proposal was say, "I hear your concerns. I will address them meaningfully. It will involve a lot higher taxes on the rich. That's all I can say right now. I want you to trust me to come up with a plan that can actually become law." Instead, she rolled out Fantasy Island in gruesome detail. Saturday, November 9th. 30 years ago, the Berlin Wall fell. The day before it fell, the event was unimaginable. Today, the West, especially the United States, is squandering this once-a-century gift. Monday, November 11th, on sale at the Trump rally in Louisiana last week was apparel with the F-word written in slogans. One of the female attendees said to an NPR reporter, "It's okay if he's vulgar. I'm vulgar myself sometimes." Thursday, November 14th. My students and I watched the hearings, which is the opening act of a drama that Shakespeare would have trouble scripting. A Republican gambit may be to protract the Senate trial in order to disrupt the presidential campaigns of the Democratic senators by keeping them in Washington. Michael Bloomberg and now former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick entering the Democratic race? Who's next? Hillary? So much material, so little time. This is Terry Smith.
This has been Talking Politics on KBIA News. I'm Sydney Steele. Thanks for listening.